Hey, tonight is Monday night, December 12th. Tezayin Kislev. This is the Gemara share. We're up to Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis.
Okay. Okay, Rabotai, we're on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, the top of Gimel Amud Beis, and we're in the midst of the sugya, which is dealing with the question as to why Arava Shebemikdash is Docha Shabbos on the seventh day of Yontif, what we call Hoshana Rabbah. If that Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, we are permitted to take the Arava in the Beis Hamikdash. The mitzvah of Arava in Mikdash was all 7 days. But if any other day came out on Shabbos, that day there was no Arava in Mikdash. So the Gemara is trying to understand, number one, why is it Docha Shabbos in general? Even though there's nothing wrong with picking up an Arava, but why did they not legislate the Gzeira Darabah? That was the Gemara's initial question. We'll just read a couple lines of Gemara again, and then get into where we're up to. The Gemara adds, it's 3 lines on the top, Arava Shiva Ketzad, Arava Bishvi, my time of Dach Yishabas, Amar Rab Yochanik, De Lefarsim Hashim in Atayra. Based on the fact that the majority view is that Arava B'Mikdash has no biblical reference, it's purely Halacha L'Mashim Sinai. And in order to popularize it, especially as a result of the fact that the Baitusin denied the institution of Arava, therefore Chazal wanted to be mefarsem it. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi lulav nami litche kdei lefarsem o shehu min haTorah? How about lulav days 2 through 7 in Mikdash? Let it also be Docha Shabbos to popularize the fact that lulav in the Beis HaMikdash is indeed 7 days. And why is it only that we want to popularize Arava and not the mitzvah of lulav in Mikdash? Answers the Gemara, lulav gzeira derabba. Lulav we already addressed. Based on the concern that somebody is going to carry their lulav and Rosh Hasharabim, therefore we legislated not to take lulav on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Hachi Arava Nami Nigzar. Arava, we should also legislate against taking it on Shabbos due to the fact that there is a possibility that somebody will carry the Arava in the street. Answers the Gemara. We explained all this last week. Arava Shluchei Bezdin Maisula. Lulav Masulako. Arava is not a mitzvah assigned to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Who is assigned Arava? Mikdash. And they are the ones, the Bezdin, operating under the auspices of the Mikdash, are the ones who are assigned the charge of bringing the Aravas to the Beis HaMikdash. So since it's going to be handled by members of Bezdin, as a result, under those circumstances, they are going to be careful not to desecrate the Shabbos. And on when Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, they will bring the Aravot to the Beis HaMikdash on Friday. However, Lulav is assigned to each and every one of us. And we will always be Mechal Shabbos. As a result, they decided we cannot legislate, cannot allow Lulav days 2 through 7 on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara. Now here's where we're up to. Ihachi kol yoma nami litche. Kol yoma nami litche. If I have an excuse why I want to have a rava on the seventh day of Sukkot, Docha Shabbos, kidei lefarsimo shehu min haTorah, to publicize the fact that it's operative midoraisa, despite the fact that it has no biblical text, it's only halacha l'mashim Sinai. So what happens if the third day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos? We are not going to take Arava. Well, if you don't take Arava, what are the Baitusim and Tzdukim going to say? Hey, you know why there's no Arava? Based on the fact that what? That the mitzvah doesn't exist. That's what they're going to say. So, kidei lefarsem shehu min haTorah, Lulav, excuse me, Arava in Mikdash should be Docha Shabbos, not only day number 7, but days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as well. Why limit it only to day number 7? Answers the Gemara, Asi lepikpuke velulav. Asi lepikpuke velulav. Take a look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? You're right, in theory, we should be taking Arava in Mikdash on day number 3, 4, or 5, or 6, or 6 when it comes out on Shabbos. But we're concerned for the dignity of the lulav. Take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. What's going to happen if we take Arava on day number 3? What if we take Arava on day number 3? What? What are people going to say? People are going to say lulav is not much of a mitzvah. People will be mezalzel in the mitzvah of lulav. Why will they come to ridicule the mitzvah of lulav? Because obviously it's not Doch Shabbos. And Arava is Doch Shabbos. So if Arava would be granted an override of Shabbos, not only one day as lulav is, we already saw that lulav is granted an override on day number 1. So if we are going to grant an Arava an additional override of Shabbos, people will now stop making these absurd statements and claim that Arava is far more significant. Lulav is not a terribly significant mitzvah. So in order to protect the dignity of the mitzvah of lulav, therefore they did not grant an override of Shabbos for the mitzvah of Arava from days 2 through 7. We're going to read the Rambam in a minute, but that's what Rashi says. Asks the Gemara, yeah?
Six, right?
Days 2 through 6. Days 2 through 6.
I said
deliberately too, because the Gemara is not going to ask about day number 1. Hold on, I said day 2.
Where'd you get them on the Ihaki? Why'd you bring in the whole thing with the Baitusim and Sidukim? That's only asking about the Gzeira D'Rabba issue.
Correct. So why is it that it? That's correct. What's the only reason why we are going to override the Gzeira D'Rabba?
There is no Gzeira D'Rabba.
No, there is.
No, there isn't, because Beis Din is the one that does it.
That's one answer. That's a whole discussion.
Right,
that is assuming that the previous answer of the Gemara has been rejected. The only concern is Gzeira D'Rabba, and therefore there's nothing to be worried about. But what happens if your concern is lefarsim in a minatayra?
Then you have to explain it both ways.
Correct. Okay. So there is another text that actually has the word Ella. Right before when the Gemara answered, Ella arava shluchei bezdin maisi lahu. So if you have the word Ella in the text, right before arava shluchei bezdin maisi lahu, what is the Gemara doing by adding the word Ella in the text? It's recanting its position initially. Initially, why did we say that you should take it on Shabbos kedei lefarsim shemin atayra? Answer says the Gemara, that has nothing to do with it. You know why you can take it on Shabbos? You know why you can take it on? Because there's no concern about chilul. That's the only reason. Not because there's an objective to be mefarsim. But our Gemara doesn't have that version, and therefore most Rishonim believe that the idea of lefarsima still is on the table. So therefore I want to explain it both ways. If the idea of being mefarsim arava, ihachi es the Gemara, ihachi kol yom nami litche, answers the Gemara, asala pikpuke belulav, asks the Gemara, velitche biyantov rishon, let arava in Mikdash be doche Shabbos when the first day of Yontif comes out on Shabbos. Now, tell me why, don't look any place yet, tell me why the zilzul of lulav won't be an issue if we take arava on the first day of Sukkot when it comes out on Shabbos. Because you take the lulav too. Exactly. At this stage in the Gemara, we are not yet in Daf Lamed Men Daled Amud Aleph. At this stage in the Gemara believes that the first day of Yontif, you take lulav not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but throughout Eretz Yisrael. Either if you're going to the Beis HaMikdash, you bring your lulav to the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Yantiv, Erev Shabbos. If you're going to in Tel Aviv, you bring it to a Beit Knesset in Tel Aviv before Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, no. Lo muchacha milsa. Amri lulav hadakadachi. Lulav hadakadachi. What will people say? If there is Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, what will they really say? What's the reason why you're allowed to take the Arava? Exactly. It's being schlepped along with the lulav. If it's being schlepped along with the lulav, is it going to accomplish the objective of Pirsum? No. People will say that the reason why you're allowed to take Arava in the Mikdash on the first day is because we already been mocked to the lulav the first day.
Do it anyway.
That's the Gemara is not look. The Gemara is looking for an excuse not to do so. We're not looking for an excuse. We're trying to apologize and come up with an explanation. Why was the Mishnah adamant and said not except for the last day? Ask the Gemara one more question. V'litche bechad mehanach. So okay. I know why you don't want to do it on the first day, when the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. Because then it won't be as recognizable that you're doing for the Arava. You're really doing it for the Lulav. So what happens? Why did you pick the seventh day? Do it the third day. When the third day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, let's take Arava in the Mikdash. So we already know the answer. We know the answer. Answers to Gemara. Kaven da Mifkis lo merishon. Ukma Ashvi, once you already get rid of Arava in Mikdash on Shabbos from the first day, you might as well put it on the seventh day. You might as well put it on the seventh day. Why might as well put it on the seventh day? Why? Because we explained already. Because on the seventh day, they were makiv the Mizbeach seven times. All other days, they were makiv the Mizbeach only once. So as a result, if you're already getting it out of the first day, it's much more logical that its special day to override any concern is Yom HaShvi, when you really have an opportunity to highlight and dramatize the Arava and Mikdash, when you will walk around seven times. One more question and then we'll open it up. Ask the Gemara. Ihachi ha'idna nami litche. Let Arava be Doche Shabbos even today. Even today. Ha'idna nami litche. Let Arava be Doche Shabbos even today. Even after Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what do? We take an Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. So let the Arava in the Beit Knesset be Doche Shabbos even Bizman Hazeh. If we're looking to popularize the Arava, let's do so even today. Why does everybody agree that Bizman Hazeh, there is no Arava on Shvi when Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos? Why? So the Gemara is going to give a strange answer. We're going to analyze all of this. Answers to Gemara, Anan lo yadina bikivua diyarche. We don't know when Yom Tov really is. We don't. As we said in relationship to Lulav, in Chutz La'aretz, we're never sure what day of the first, which is the first day of Yom Tov. Because we don't know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was. So if you don't know when the first day of Yom Tov is, you obviously don't know when the seventh day of Yom Tov is.
It's really
27th. That's correct, but in Teaneck, New Jersey, you're never going to know. In Eretz Yisrael, you're going to know by the 15th of the month. But never in Chutz La'aretz. How are you supposed to know? How are you going to know? Once they went to the system of the Pony Express, there was no Pony Express to Teaneck during the Churban HaBayis. The only time that was communicated to Chutz La'aretz to Bavel was when they did it with the smoke system, with the fire system. But when they did it with the other, they never got to Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, the Gemara says, if we're going to allow an activity which could possibly generate Chilul Shabbos, I only want to allow it if I'm guaranteed to perform the mitzvah. If I'm guaranteed to perform the mitzvah. But if I'm not guaranteed to perform the mitzvah, because quite possibly today is not the seventh day, maybe it's still the sixth day, and on the sixth day there is no mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz to take Arava at all, therefore I'm not going to take any chances and allow its Kiyum HaMitzvah when it conflicts with Shabbos. Because Anan Lo Yadina B'Kivu Diyarcha asks the Gemara in the last line, In hu di yade bikviu di yarcha litche, but for them, for us rather, us, in Eretz Yisrael, where we definitely do know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was. By the time the 15th of the month arrives, every community in Eretz Yisrael has already been informed when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was. So they know definitively when Hoshana Rabbah is. If they know definitively when Hoshana Rabbah is, under those circumstances, why can't they go ahead and observe Arava on Yom HaShvi post Churban? Bring it to your shul. Bring it to your shul. The Gemara as yet doesn't know the Isur of Losis Godadu. Later, when we see that in Chutz La'aretz they changed the practice, they changed the practice even in Eretz Yisrael, that there would be no lulav any longer on the first day, because they wanted to have a consistent approach between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Right now, the Gemara doesn't know that as yet. We are willing to entertain a situation whereby there are differences. Eretz Yisrael will observe Arava, and we will not observe Arava in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara is willing to entertain. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Inhu di yade bikivua di yarcha litche? Answers the Gemara. Listen to this answer. This is the last line we're going to read. Ki asa ravin v'chol nichuse amre. Excuse me, one second. Ki asa barhed ya amar lo ikla. It never happened. It never happens. What never happens? It never happens that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is on a Sunday. Never happens. So if Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is never on a Sunday, Hashanah Rabbah can't be a Shabbos. So in theory, what would I say if Hashanah Rabbah were to come out on Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael would override Xavier the Rabbah and you would take it K'day Lefarsen. But it just never happened. Lo Ikla. What do you mean lo Ikla? What does that mean? Lo Ikla. So we're going to read Tosfos. Tosfos claims that Bezdin tampered with the calendar. Tampered with it. Namely, they would tell witnesses, don't bother showing up tonight. Don't forget there's no calendar at that time. There's no luach. There's no set kfiyas. So everything has to be done with what? Kfiyas Eidim. So they would now prepare months in advance if they saw that there was a possibility. Had the new moon been seen in its appropriate time, under those circumstances, we would now be able to calculate when Hoshana Rabbah would be. And therefore they made a little game to tell the witnesses, no, don't come today, come tomorrow, so we'll delay it by one day. Let's read the Tosfos. Lo Ikla. Let's read first Tosfos. Let's read the Tosfos. Dibra Maskel Lo Ikla. How do I know? Shahayu Me'abrin Elul, O Echad Min Hadachadashim, Kishahayu Roin, She'ira B'Shabbos Shvi Shel Arava. They would make Elul a full 30-day month and delay Rosh Hashanah by one day. So instead of having the first day of Elul, of Tishrei on Sunday, in which case Elul only had 29 days, they say no. We're awarding Elul a 30th day. Tell Eidim don't come to Bezdin. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh is automatically going to be on Monday, in which case Hoshana Rabbah is now on Sunday. That's what Tosfos claims. That they would tamper with it. Tamper with it. One of the difficulties that many Rishonim ask on Tosfos is, there's a Gemara in Beitza on the Vav Amud Aleph. Correct. Miyamais Ezra va'elech lo metzinu elo meubar. from the time of Ezra. Ezra is the transition between first Beis HaMikdash and second Beis HaMikdash. We have never ever noticed, never discovered, never identified that there should be there should never be Rosh Chodesh Elul with 30 days. Never. That Gemara, just one second, always struck me as a little difficult. How could the Gemara make a substantial claim that in over 400 years of Bayis Sheni, because the person who made the statement was Ula, who is in a Chachmei Yerushalmi in the 3rd century, so we're dealing with a couple of 500-600 years later, how can he be guaranteed that there was never a time when it was cloudy on the 30, on the night of the after 29 days? All you need is it cloudy. If it's cloudy, witnesses can't come to Beis Din and saw that they saw the new moon. It's impossible. But yet the Gemara says, "Lo mitzinu mi mois Ezra ve'elech lo mitzinu elo meubar." Yes.
Isn't that the exact case when the Eidim came? Where there's a takala in the bias, because the Eidim came in the afternoon. So the Eidim don't come when the Eidim don't come. That creates the Elam Ubar. When they delay the Eidim, they don't take the Eidim today on the 30th day. We delay tomorrow. That's creating an Elam Ubar.
That's correct.
So you're asking
another question. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah and in Beitza, which quotes that famous story, obviously isn't it? So you'll say that story took place when during Bayis Rishon. We don't know when it took place. It says, Pamachas, Shoho Ha'edim Milavo. Okay? So you can claim that episode took place during Bayis Rishon.
And then they also said that they stopped taking Eidus after in the afternoon.
Correct, after Plagamincha.
So then that would imply that if Eidim were ready to come, they didn't take them. So then that would also...
Again, you'll have to deal... I'm just telling you what the Gemara said. When I learned Beitza, and we learned in the shul, we spent many years on Beitza, I said difficulty, it was very difficult to explain from an historical point of view, how can anybody make a statement that I know that for the last 600 years, there was never an Elul that had 2 days, that had 30 days. Never. Yeah.
Also, according to Tosfos' explanation, let's say the 29th is on a Friday, and that was a cloudy day. So the 30th will be Shabbos.
Right.
So then when is Rosh Chodesh then?
Then Rosh Chodesh is going to be Sunday.
Right. So in that case, how could they prevent it?
Okay, that's another good question. That's a good question. It's Friday afternoon. It's Friday now. If it's going to be cloudy on Friday night, the Eidim are not going to be capable of testifying on Shabbos. So what happens if the previous month is awarded 30 days? What happens? Can't be 31. So Rosh Chodesh willy-nilly has to be when? Has to be on Sunday. What are they going to do? You can't push it. So, I don't know.
That's why
Tosfos says... Right. What they used to do is tamper with a couple of other months. So what? Exactly. You already start tampering with Av and Tammuz. Tamper with them a little. Make them an extra day. Once you make them an extra day, everything's pushed off. So maybe that's what they would do. Play with the calendar to make sure it never happens.
The
Mailut, Mailut doesn't mean anything. Who cares about the Mailut? So that's only for the Gabbai. Vahachi Amri b'Yerushalmi. This is also said in Yerushalmi. Rab Simon Mifkad le'alein de mechashbin havon datchon delo osi takata b'shabata. Be careful not to make sure that what? That we don't get rid of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Udelo osa arvata b'shabbos. And make sure that Hoshana Rabbah doesn't come out on Shabbos. Make sure that the first day of Rosh Hashanah doesn't come out on Shabbos. Make sure that Hoshana Rabbah doesn't come out on Shabbos. So that we will have Tkiyah Shofar and Arava. V'i dechiktun avdun tekata v'lo ta'avdun arbata. If you're pressed, dachuk, if you played around so many days, that what happened? What happened? The Rosh Hashanah is going to come in on Shabbos. And so I got a choice to play with the calendar to make sure that what? That Rosh Hashanah doesn't come out on Shabbos. Or play with the calendar that what? That Hoshana Rabbah doesn't come out on Shabbos. So he told them, you know what? Forget about Rosh Hashanah. I don't want Arava to be on Shabbos. Mashma dechayish tvei yom Arava mitkiyah shayfa velulav. It looks like they were more concerned about Arava than they were Tkiyah Shaifa. And then later on, when they fixed the calendar, they did the same thing. Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah, we have many times. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah on Shabbos never happens. Never ever happened. Our calendar is based on that. It'll never happen. And several Rishonim give explanation why they prefer to eliminate Rosh Hashanah Tkiyah Shofar versus eliminating Arava on Hashanah Rabbah. Explanation number one. Divrei Rabbanan Tzrichin Chizuk Yoser Midivrei Torah. The Gemara says very frequently that rabbinic legislation needs more fortification, more amplification than Torah law. Torah law is more well known. People are more prone and liable to accept it. So therefore there's not going to be much of a challenge to it. Hence, if you skip Tkiyah Shofar 1 year, doesn't mean that people are going to forget about Tkiyah Shofar. But Arava, which is totally dependent upon our traditions, Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh, that could be threatened, and as a result, they wanted a Divrei Rabbanan Tzrichin Chizuk Yosem Divrei Torah. The Gemara quotes that 50,000 times. A second answer provided by Rishayim. There's always Yantav Sheni. Okay, so you don't blow shofar on the first day, but at least you're going to blow shofar on the second day. But if Arava came out on Shabbos, you could never legislate Arava on Shemini Atzeres. Never legislate Arava on Shemini Atzeres. Why? Because that would be a stab in the back to the Kedushas Hayoyim, the Oraisa of Sukkos. Of Shemini Atzeres.
It would be the sixth day.
What?
It would be the sixth day. It would be the seventh day of Arava, so do it on the sixth day. I mean, you've done it.
What do you mean?
Move it early.
Move it early.
Move it early.
Do it on Friday.
Nah.
No, what do you mean? In our day and age?
Move
Arava. Oh, that year, move it. That's a good question. Why didn't they just say, let's move it to the sixth day that year? I don't know. It's a good question. Apparently they didn't. Nobody thought of that question. I don't know why. Once it's assigned to the seventh day, I'm going to explain it in 1 second. If you'll give me 2 seconds, I'll have an answer for that. That's a second explanation. That that Tkiyah Shofar is available above and beyond on the first day. Right.
Doesn't the Gemara give the answer itself? In other words, the Rabbanan did not want the Arava being taken on the seventh day when it comes out on Shabbos. They had no explanation for it. They couldn't. There was no surviving explanation to defend why.
As to what?
The rabbis didn't want you to take the Arava on the seventh day when it comes out on Shabbos. Even on the seventh day when it comes out on Shabbos. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says it doesn't happen.
Right.
The conclusion is they don't want it to happen, so therefore they put it
doesn't happen. That's everywhere else but the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Hamikdash, they still did it.
Yeah, but today we don't have the basis. We don't
tell you no, it's talking about post base on Migdash here.
But it's the same as Lulav.
Right.
Not sure why.
But Lulav.
Zerah de Rabba. Lulav, you could relate. You could say that Zerah de Rabba. There is no Zerah de Rabba. This is your point. There's no Zerah de Rabba by the Rabba. The Rabbanim didn't want it to be taken anyway. There's no. They can't defend it with a reason.
Zerah de Rabba today.
There's no Zerah
de Rabba though. Everybody's doing it, not just
based. No, Xerah
the
Rabba is. It would apply today.
Today, the Xerah the Rabba on Arava would apply because it's not Musa the Bezdin. Yeah. Okay, that's why I said there are two factors that are running through the Gemara. One is the concern that it will be Doicha Shabbos. So that is addressed in the Mikdash based on the fact that Shluchei Bezdin are bringing the Aravos. But then there is another consideration. What about the mitzvah to be Mefarsim? That has not been dismissed from our thinking. So based on that second consideration, ask the Gemara. Okay, you found a reason not to be Mefarsim it in Chutz Laretz because you don't even know if it's Yontif. But if it's Hoshana Rabbah, but in Eretz Yisrael, you know for a fact it's Hoshana Rabbah. Why shouldn't you take a Shvi when it comes out on Shabbos? Answers to Gemara: it never happened. But the whole discussion indicates that the first explanation of the Gemara, Kedei Lafars, has not been totally rejected, and that's why I said there was another Girsa which said Ella Shluchei Bezdin. That would mean that the Gemara rejects totally the consideration of Pirsum and is only concerned about one thing, the possibility of Chilul Shabbos. Answer the Gemara, there's no possibility of Chilul Shabbos because Shluchei Bezdin Maisino. Then we would have a difficulty, then we'd have no difficulty understanding why it doesn't apply today because there's no Shluchei Bezdin today. Yeah.
But you know, it's in it. We talk about the Chilul Shabbos yet. Rosh Hashanah, okay, it's a wrong day, but then Yom Kippur becomes a wrong day. And then you machala because you switch the. I mean, I know Kaviyas the month. It's based in. It says
Atem Afilu Shoygigim Afilu Mutoin Afilu Mezidin.
Right.
When Bezdin makes up their mind, that's it.
So you see, so that override so much is for one Rabbanan. You're gonna switch everything. Around.
It's unbelievable that for one Derabbanan we're going to manipulate the calendar on a day which should enjoy Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippurim and say it's going to be observed tomorrow. Yeah?
It's not a Derabbanan. I mean, it's
no, local. It's a Zechel HaMikdash. Aravim should be Mikdash today. It's only Zechel HaMikdash. We're talking about today, after Churban. There's no mitzvah Midoraisa. The only mitzvah Aravim was only in the Mikdash. Not in Gvulin. Not in Gvulin. So
it still harkens back to the whole idea of it being a lachem moshe misina, you know, our home sora. Yeah.
What is that?
I mean, it still relates back to the fact that it was halachem moshe misina and not the first in the Torah. I mean, the key mitzvah today is only durabana, but it relates to that idea that we want to make sure not to forget the mesora.
Yeah.
The veracity of the
mesora. Okay, I'm not saying no. That's true. Now, let's understand this. So that's what Tosfos says based on Lo Ikla. If you take a look, I distributed a Perush HaMishnayos LaHarambam. Take a look at on the left hand side. The second to the last entry where it says Arava Shiva Ketzad, says the Rambam. Zu ha'arava hi halacha l'moshe misinai litol arava milvad ha'arava shebelulav v'hi minhag nevihim shehayu notlin osa below bracha. On daf mem dal and amid beis we'll come across a machloikis whether Arava Bismanazeh is Takanas HaNeviim or only Minag Neviim. That we Neviim did it and therefore we do it, or did they issue a directive? Rambam is of the opinion that it's Minag Neviim, and for this reason there is no accompanying bracha. Below Samnu Osa Shetidoche Shabbos B'Yontav Rishon, they decided that it, Arava, would not be Docha on Yontav Rishon, Mipnei Shelo Yisparseim in Yoneha. People are not going to get the clue in any event. Avol Yomru, Machmas Halulav Shenot Luhayom, Not Luharava. Based on the fact that you took the Lulav, that's why you're also allowed to take the Arava. V'gamkein, Lo Samnuna Osa, Shetidoche Shabbos Shebesoch HaChag. Why don't I say that it can be Doche Shabbos in the middle of the Yontav, on the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth? Shema Yomru, Kimo She'arava Doche Shabbos, Kach Yitche Halulav. That's a different explanation. He says, not the way Rashi said, Osi Lizel Zulei. That the reason why on the third day of Sukkot, which comes out on Shabbos, you can't take a Arava, said Rashi, was what? Because people are going to usle pikpuke. How did Rashi interpret usle pikpuke? They can say, hey, lulav is not a very significant mitzvah. He says, no. You're going to start making like a kal v'chayim. If the halacha is that you're allowed to take an arava on Shabbos, which comes, an arava on the third day of Yantav that comes on Shabbos, you will now say, third day of Yantav comes on Shabbos. You'll take the lulav as well. Ukvar biyanu, ki lulav eino mitol b'shabbos shibesoch hachan. We have already established that we will not take lulav on Shabbos in the middle of Yom Tov, only the first day when it happens to be Bigvulin as well. Avol samnu ota shetidache Shabbos kishitachu b'yom hashvi'i kidei sheyitparseim zichra v'yodeya shehi chova. V'chein amru kidei lefarsima shehi min ha-toyra. Ubekan lo nachush shema yavriyenu dal ramas brushes arabim lefi she'in yana masur lebezdin ushluchei bezdin bekiyin hay. So the new thing that the Rambam here adds is the concern why we do not take it on the third day of Sukkot, which comes out on Shabbos. Not because we're going to ridicule the mitzvah of lulav, but quite the contrary. We're going to increase the significance of lulav. That if you are allowed to take arava b'Shabbos, of course, kal v'chaymer, ben benoy shel kal v'chaymer, that you're allowed to take lulav.
So, same problem on the seventh day then.
What?
On the seventh day they're going to make a mistake and bring lulav also.
Excellent question. That's the Kapos Tmarim's question against the Rambam. If this logic is compelling, so then any day in which you assign the arava an exclusive day, you should always worry and deny the exclusivity, because what will people do mistakenly? They'll take the lulav as well. Take the lulav as well.
Rashi also has that.
If what?
Rashi. Why isn't that Zuzay on the seventh day?
Okay, so you could ask that same question. That why will you not say that lulav? No, but there you have a little excuse, right?
They each have one day.
Because they each have one day, exactly. Each have one day. Lulav has its first. This has the seventh. Each has its own day. So the zilzul won't take place. The zilzul won't take place. And also, there's something special about that seventh day for Arava. You go around seven times. So that wasn't a concern. That wasn't a concern. Now, the Gemara will now tell us that not everybody agrees with this answer. Lo ikla. One more line. And then I want to elaborate on an interesting machloikis between the Guin and the Zohar and the Arizal. The Gemara says, Ki asa Ravin v'chol nechusei, when Ravin and his gang came, Amre ikla. It happened many times that what? That Hoshana Rabbah came out on Shabbos. There was no tampering with the calendar. The Elokasha. Well, if it did come out, so the question resurfaces. What's the question? Why don't we take Lua Arava Bisman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, where they know for a fact that that Hoshana Rabbah is indeed Hoshana Rabbah? The first answer was it never happened, so you don't have to answer the question. Second, it says it ikla the Elokasha. So why isn't it Doche? Amar Rabbi Yosef, listen carefully. Man leimalon de arava benetila dilma v'skifa. Whoever told you that arava is to be performed by carrying it, by taking it, maybe it took place b'skifa, by standing the lulav up against the arava, standing it up against the mizbeach. So let me elaborate. There is a machloikis how we were mekayim the mitzvah arava all 7 days in the mikdash. There is one opinion that just as there is a mitzvah of netilas lulav, there is a mitzvah of netilas arava. So when you go to the mikdash, you have to pick it up and do something with it. A mitzvah of netila. A mitzvah of netila. And in all probability then, one of the hakafot would be done either with the lulav and the arava, or possibly just the arava as well. In which case, if that's the way the mitzvah was done in the mikdash, then how would you view our practice of taking arava? If that was the definition of the mitzvah arava b'mikdash, how would you view our taking arava on Hashanah Rabbah? It's a pure zecher l'mikdash. It's a direct extension. Instead of doing what you did in the mikdash, what do? You do exactly that same activity here in Chutz La'aretz. So you walk around the bima instead of walking around the mizbeach. But if you believe, says Rabbi Yosef, maybe the mitzvah of arava in mikdash is not defined as mitzvah snatila. It's defined as what? Mitzvah zekifa. What did you do when you came to the mikdash? You took your arava and stood it up against the mizbeach. In which case, there cannot be an equivalent zecher l'mikdash. Why? Because there is no mizbeach. So when we have now introduced a minhag to take what? To take the arava, it's not really a recreation of what took place in the mikdash. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, Dilma b'zekifa. Who said that our practice is a direct extension, corollary to what took place in the Mikdash? If it was Benetila, then I see the exact logic that one is an extension of the other. So I understand why you're asking the question that in Eretz Yisrael, where you know that Hoshana Rabbah is indeed today on Shabbos, you should maintain the practice which would somehow reflect the practice that existed in the Mikdash. But for us, maybe that was not the definition of the mitzvah of Arava and Mikdash. Maybe it was Bizakifa. And what is Bizakifa? Where you take the Arava, you don't walk around with it at all. There's no mitzvah of the Tila. Just take it and throw it against the Mizbeach, and that's it. In which case, our minhag nevi'im, to take arava, is a nice little cute thing, but no one will be able to convince you that what is this? A direct extension of what took place in the mikdash. Therefore, what happens when it comes out on Shabbos? What happens? You don't do it. Very simple. We're not going to run the risk with a potential chil Shabbos to perpetuate something which is not a direct extension of what? Of the mitzvah that took place in Mikdash. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. So if Rabotai, and here is the secondary debate. When we say that there was a hakafa around the Mizbeach, some claim that the mitzvah's hakafa was done with the lulav in Mikdash. All 7 days with the lulav. So then we now are recreating that by going through our hakafas and saying Hoshanas. In which case, the lulav now has three components. One, the bare bones din d'oraisa. What's the bare bones din d'oraisa? Pick it up and that's a midan b'nafak bel. Stage number two, to do nanuim during challah. Stage number three, walk around the Mizbeach with it. Three different distinct aspects of Netila. Netila pick it up, Netila wave, Netila walk around the Mikdash, around the Mizbeach. If, however, the Hakafa in the Mikdash was not done with the Lulav, but rather was done with the Arava, then Lulav only has two dimensions. It has the dimension of the bare bones, mida'ag be'nafak be', and then nanu'im. Beyond that, there is nothing significant about the lulav. Now comes a mitzvah netila of arava. Said the Guin, and Rab Chaim and the Rav's practice was this way, whenever there is a debate, and you don't know what the answer is, always satisfy everybody's opinion. So the Goen and Rab Chaim, every time they went around with Hoshanas, They went around, went for the seven hakafot, they took the lulav and the arava. They held the lulav and the arava. And in fact, you'll see some people see doing it here in Rina on Hoshana Rabbah. They did a nanuim with arava as well. The Rav used to do it by kol mevasa mevasa oimer, right? Remember that? Kol mevasa mevasa oimer. He did nanuim for the arava. Why? Because if you believe that the mitzvah of netila applied to arava, it is very possible that the standards that were applied to lulav should apply to in mikdash to the arava. So he did everything. He took his lulav and took the arava as well. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch writes, we don't accept that. We do only taking the lulav, but the Mechaber writes, somebody who does not have a lulav, let him walk around with his aravas. So says the Mechaber. Let him walk around with his aravas. The Arizal went berserk. Chas v'shalom, anybody should ever take the lulav and the arava at the exact same time. And the Arizal cited a Zohar, it's actually recorded twice, once in Parshas Hamor and once in Parshas Pinchas. And the Arizal said as follows: the process of din, beginning on Rosh Hashanah as a Yom HaDin, our challenge is to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to operate through the lens of Midas HaDin completely, but rather what? Chesed Shebedin. Mitigate, moderate the din with an element of compassion. Not to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu I'm a tzaddik, I don't deserve anything. Of course you deserve to be held accountable for one's inappropriate actions. But let it be punished b'chesed. Like we say, mechila b'chesed, mechila b'rachamim, and that Ribbono Shel Olam, when they take out the Sefer Torah, famous piece of Kvartin, mechila b'chesed, mechila b'rachamim, that famous long Ribbono Shel Olam. So, in fact, says the Zohar, that's exactly what Tkiyas Shofar is supposed to be. Va'akedas Yitzchak Lizaroi Hayoim Barachamim Tizchak. Al pi Kabbalah, Yitzchak represents Gvura and Midas Hadin. Avraham, of course, is the epitome of Midas Hachesed. So what happens in the Akedah? It is the Avraham, the Baal Chesed, who ties up the Midas Hadin and is about to slaughter him, symbolically having Chesed triumph over Din. So says the Zohar about Rosh Hashanah. Every day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Rachamim is now, Chesed and Rachamim are moving, escalating, until you come to Yom Kippur, which is a day of Malei Rachamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Malei Rachamim on Yom Kippur. And he says, Vayomer Hashem, Salachti Kidvarech. From a biblical point of view, that's it. It's all over and done with. But the Kabbalists believe that it's not over and done with. It's going to continue till when? Till Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Says the Zohar, and I mentioned this when we started the third parak of Maseches Sukkah, the famous Rikanti, it's quoted by the Taz. The Rikanti, when he wrote the Shem Hashem, always wrote Yud, He, Vav, and the last He was someplace half a mile down on the road. Never wrote Yud, He, Vav, He together. Always had them separate. Somebody asked the Rikanti, he's a famous Makobo, Taz quotes him very often. He says, why'd you do that? Because the Esrog and the Lulav are separate. Each name, each one of the Arba Minim represents one of the names, one of the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Well, the Esrog is separate. So therefore I have to write the Shem Hashem separately because they're not really together. All four letters of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, represent Midas HaChesed. Elokim is Midas HaDin. But Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas HaChesed. But when you have the Arava, it's only part of the Shem Hashem, not the complete Shem Hashem. Says the Zohar, you can never mix a symbol that stands for Rachamim and Din at the same time. You can't mix them together. And therefore, says the Zohar, you shall never ever pick up the Lulav and the Arava at the exact same time. In fact, the practice, what do you think, this is all the Zohar, of banging the Arava. What is the symbolism of banging the Arava? It's the triumph of Midas HaRachamim, you know, defeating the Din. If you look at the Hoshanas, which we recite on Hoshana Rabbah, it's Tehevgus Tfilas Ne'ilah, right? It's the same niggun, same nusach. And it's so much of the Ne'ilah, if you remember Ne'ilah, so many of the phrases are repeated. Because what's happening? We're going to invoke once again the Midas HaRachamim and destroy the Midas HaDin. Smash that Arava on the ground, prevail it, Midas HaRachamim is going to prevail. In fact, the Ramban, who was a very big Kabbalist, the Ramban, it was into Kabbalah, calls Hoshana Rabbah Yom HaChosein, the day in which everything is signed, sealed, and delivered. And if you look in the Gemara, Hoshana Rabbah is one day Chol HaMoed. There is nothing in Hoshana Rabbah about when a kittel, about saying something, Davin Yom Tov, Davin Yom Tov, it's a regular Chol HaMoed. It's all the Kabbalists who introduced this idea to make Hoshana Rabbah a mini quasi Yom HaKippurim, so you say Shema Yisrael, it's everything. Therefore, says the Zohar, I disagree with the Mechaber, and I know anybody, the Gumin for sure, even though, how could you possibly take what? Take the Lulav and the Arav at the same time, Midas HaDin and Midas HaChesed, I'm not, Basa B'chol, cannot...
Which is which, and why?
Because it's part of the Shem Hashem. Part of Mitzah Shem Hashem is Din. It's only the combination of Yud K Vav K.
Any one of them would have been Din.
That's correct. Any one of them alone would be Din. We never just take just the Lula, we never take that, but we take the Arava. That is Midas HaDin. If you like it, fine. It's what he says, that's what Zohar says. Now, with Kabbalah and Zohar, it's either you take it or you leave it. You know, it's not. Nothing analyzed, nothing conceptual, it's just there, and either you like it or you don't like it. That's
all.
What?
That whole thing, Hoshana Rabbah, seems to be.
Worldwide acceptance.
Right.
The Kabbalists won out, there's no doubt about it. The whole world says Lechun Aranina too. Also introduced by the Arizal. Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't exist in the halachic literature. It's all the Arizal. I don't know of a shul today that doesn't say Lechun Aranina. The Kabbalists, the Arizal, had enormous impact, particularly with Chassidim. Particularly with Chassidim. And I am willing to bet that if the Gaon were to come out of his grave today, he would be the first one to admit that he made a very serious mistake attacking the Chassidim. Because Chassidim saved Yahadut. Saved Yahadut. Because with the Gaon's approach, that unless you are a Talmud Chacham, you have no value, no erech. It turned off hundreds and thousands of people. Only the Chassidish approach, that you can be a very good Avar Mayid by davening and shuckling, and you know, putting on a Bekesh and a Shtramel, that gave some chiyus to people. You can be the biggest Amoritz on the planet, and still be a very, very decent contributing Jew. And there's no doubt historically that Chassidim saved world Jewry, and that the Gaon's attack, vicious attacks, against Chassidus, were at the I understand why he did it, but in retrospect, if he were to come out of his grave, Rabbi Leo would say, I made a big mistake. Big mistake.
The Yekis don't say Freshman.
What?
The Yekis don't have Freshman.
Okay. And the Pasuk which the Zohar quotes to base the entire process of Yom Kippur's over, you have to go back and have another process. It's the pasuk which he read in Parshas Toldos. Vayashav Yitzchak, Vayachbor es habeeros, Asher Chofar Aviv Avraham. Yitzchak had to go back and what? Dig those wells which Avram, his father, had dug. Says the Zohar, Avram is chesed. What happened? If Vayisatmu plishtim, the plishtim stopped the wells. And therefore Avram's midas hachesed came to a grinding halt. Yitzchak had to go back and open it up, and that now launched the Kabbalistic world, that even after the Gemar Din on Yom Kippur, when we say on Yom Kippur, Me'ilah, that's it, finished, now it's going to start again. That's the pasuk that the Zohar quotes to get this whole practice again. Vayashav Yitzchak Lachbar, as Be'erus Hamayim, Asher Chofar Aviv Aram, Vayisatmum Plushtim.
How do you get Hoshanas by a rabbi? I mean, how do you get Nanuim to our rabbis?
Because if you believe that its definition is Netila, just as by Lulav Chazal have defined Netila as what? As Nanuim.
Why would you make it assume it's Netila? Why? Why would you make that first?
Because that is that's the Machloikis. The Machloikis is what is the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? What are you supposed to do? It says Arava should be mikdash. What are you supposed to eat in Arava? So there is a debate. We'll learn it later. Mandal chadamar mitzvah netila is zakifa. The chadamar mitzvah netila. The Gemara says it. Those were the two possibilities in terms of defining what was the definition of the mitzvah bisman hamikdash. On Sukkos. Yeah, but these mean them. All right, we'll stop here. And we'll continue next to Bach. Oh, Shiran, that's Ayar. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. This is also that's Ayar. Yes.